AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz split the four GOP contests yesterday. Trump took Louisiana and Kentucky. Cruz won Kansas and Maine. During a campaign stop in Florida, Trump claimed he's the candidate who can unite the GOP.
You're talking about millions and millions of people, and we have a dynamic party, and as a party, we should come together and stop this foolishness.
Hillary Clinton increased her lead in Democratic convention delegates with her sole victory yesterday in Louisiana. Bernie Sanders fell a bit further behind despite taking both Nebraska and Kansas. The two debate tonight in Flint, Michigan. An AP GFK poll since the Flint water crisis emerged finds people across the country are concerned about their own water. Mark Smith with more.
More than half of those surveyed think this kind of trouble's not limited to Flint, Michigan. And while 7 in 10 report they drink their own local tap water, of those, about half do so only after it's been run through a filter. In fact, only 47% in the survey said they're very confident their local water supply is safe, and roughly half think the feds should do more to ensure it is.
A pair of funerals for police-involved shootings. Former New York City police officer David Hoffer moved to Euless, Texas, between Fort Worth and Dallas for a quieter life. He was buried yesterday after the 29-year-old was killed in a shootout in a city park. His father, Helmut Hoffer, says his son loved his work.
He never compromised his beliefs and would give the shirt off the back for a friend, but not only for friends.
In Montgomery, Alabama, 58-year-old Gregory Gunn was remembered as a mentor to family and friends. He was shot and killed by a city police officer as he was walking home early in the morning of February 25th. State Representative Alvin Holmes says many people were and are angry about Gunn's death.
The tension in Montgomery is still high.
This is AP Radio News. The Navy insists it's not lowering its standards as it allows sailors who have flunked their body fat ratio test to take the test again this spring with different ratios in place. Lieutenant Commander Nathan Christensen says too many were having to leave the service.
In 2014, we separated more sailors for failures of physical fitness assessments than we did for the use of drugs in the Navy. And so what we believe is that, you know, these new standards, again, will help people achieve a culture of fitness.
About 10% of the Navy, some 34,000 sailors, failed the physical requirements at least once since 2011. Downton Abbey fans may start going through withdrawal when the credits start to roll at the end of tonight's final episode of the PBS Masterpiece series, the show about an aristocratic British family and their servants early in the 20th century, finishes its six-year run this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.